Okay, good afternoon, class. So my lecture will be on Chaitasika continuously. Let us study about Chaitasikas one by one. First, we should know Chaitasikas. Okay, according to their technical terms, just translations. Chaitasika, when we study about the Chaitasika, there are three groups: Anyasmala group and Akusala group, Sopana group. According to group, we must study about that. So morning I give a diagram, it's not necessary to write again. So okay. So association is like that. I said, you should have noticed these Chaitasikas associated with Chaitas concern. They are working together towards an object. First, we should study the name of Chaitasikas or the natures of Chaitasikas. After that, which Chaitasika associated with which Chaitas? First, only the names are we, one by one after one, we must study about the Chaitasika, natures of Chaitasika. After that, these Chaitasikas are associated with which Chaitas? Okay? Step by step. Then, Chaita associated with the Chaitasika. The same time, Chaitasikas also associated with the Chaita. They are mutual associations. There are two ways to explain association. Chaita associated with the Chaitasika, that is one way. Chaitasika associated with the Chaita, that's another way. Mutual associations. Reciprocal association. So first we should study about the Chaitasikas one after one. What is the first one? Pasa. Pasa, Vedana, Sanya, Chaitana, Ekagata, Chaitanya, Manasikara. These seven Chaitasikas associate with all Chaitas. They are inseparable from associated Chaitas. Whenever Chaita arises, these Chaitasikas arises together. Okay? Therefore, they are called universal. Universal. So, Pasa. This Pasa is very important to contemplate. Not to develop, no need to pasa to cultivate. No need to cultivate. No need to make a pasa developed. Pasa, only we must realize the natures of pasa. Pasa is important. Why? Pasa lead to vedana, feeling. Feeling lead to craving. Therefore, to realize pasa is very important. So the Lord Buddha explained pasa specially in Padejasmobara, dependent origination. Okay? Dependent origination, the Buddha explained pasa paccaya vedana, vedana paccaya tanna, tanna paccaya upadana. So pasa is important to realize the natures of pasa. Just a translation, pasa is a contact. Contact. Literally, pasa touches. Touching. Touching is pasa. Pusati di pasa is explained to explain pasa. So, easier I explain. Pasa is touching. Touching, what is the touching? It is, Pasa is a mental state by which consciousness mentally touches an object, through which, through Pasa, or by Pasa, consciousness mentally touches an object. Otherwise, cannot touch. Consciousness cannot touch object. Can you get the meaning? Pasa, by pasa, consciousness mentally touches an object. Otherwise, consciousness cannot get object. Is it that? Like a telephone, it's communication. Pasa is contact between citta and object. So, how to understand when pasa arises? Physically touch is very easily to know. Okay? Physically touch is easy. Mentally touch is difficulty sometimes to know. How to understand? To illustrate the meaning, the commentator used the simile. For example, you may have experience. If someone eating sour fruit, like orange, lime, some sour fruit in front of you, what has happened? Saliva. It's a caused salivary. Is it that? Saliva appeared only by seeing, not touching. This is mentally. You have perceived people, this is sour fruit. You know the taste of sour fruit. Therefore, saliva appeared within you. This is mental touch, mentally touched. Isn't that? Not bodily touch, only seeing. Seeing after that is appeared, your mouth produce liquid. By seeing someone who eats sour. Isn't that your experience, right? Okay. That is that. Sour fruit, salivary, it's a cause to salivary, it is salivate. Salivate. Like that. We were salivating over when we see someone eat sour. That is because of pasa. Another example. There's terrible happened. Someone is seeing terrible happen. Seeing it, one becomes shocked. Nothing touched him. Seeing terrible view, he becomes shocked. Very fearful and become unconscious. Is it that? For example, there are someone killing the others, murdering the others. Seeing on that, the person who feared and became shocked. You see, sometimes the fearful people, coward people, seeing bloodshed, they become shocked. That is because of pasa. Nothing touched, bodily nothing touched, only just seeing. Then mentally impaired is very strong. That is a fasa, because of fasa. Any Dhamma has a different levels, a different degrees. Not a fasa, all fasas are the same. Okay? Only the natures are similar, the same natures. But we should study these 25 Chittasikas, one after the other, through the full aspect. Later. Now it's not enough time. That is a characteristic function, manifestation, proximate cause. Each one has. What is it is characteristic? What is it is function? What is it is manifestation during meditation? When yogi contemplate, what is the manifestation? Then what is the proximate cause? Lakana, rasa, pachupatthana, padatthana. If you want to know, you should read. I give you information. Okay? Just for information. The path of purification. You can read the path of purification. Aggregate, dealing with aggregate, high aggregate. They are explained in detail. I think it is translated into German language also have. The path of purification. Origins of Pali, then translated into English, translated into German. So you can read these. Each Dhamma is explained through the aspect, full aspect, characteristic. That is also very important to contemplate. Through characteristic, we have to know, we know the natures of Dhamma. Then it is function, it is manifestation, it is proximate cause. Can I get ma? Only pasa. Okay? Fusana lakano. Faso fusana lakano. This is a characteristic. Sangatana raso. Rasa here means function. Sanipada pachupatthano. And meditation, these are very important to realize Dhamma. Apata, kata, visaya, apata, visaya, apata, kata, visaya, padatthano, apata, kata, pusana, lakana. According to Pali, lakana. Lakana is a characteristic. Each Dhamma has its own characteristic. You know, in meditation, characteristic is two. Sabhava lakana and samanya lakana. These two, realize these two types of lakanas are very important in vipassana meditations. Sabhava lakana means own characteristic or individual characteristic. That is called sabhava lakana. Own characteristic, individual characteristic. Each Dhamma has its own characteristic or individual characteristic. That is the pasa's individual characteristic. Another characteristic is universal characteristic. Universal characteristic is anicca dukkha anatta. All Dhammas are characteristic of anicca dukkha anatta. This is a universal characteristic. Starting point of vipassana, individual characteristic we must realize first. We must try to realize individual characteristic. After that, contemplating individual characteristic, the knowledge increases. We notice universal characteristic also, because all dhammas are momentary. When we realize, notice the momentariness, we will understand the characteristic, universal characteristic also. At that time, our knowledge is can be called vipassana, inside knowledge. Vipassana is dealing with universal characteristic. Starting point is individual characteristic. Without contemplating individual characteristics, you cannot go, you cannot jump to universal characteristic. Without realizing dharma, how to identify that is impermanent and suffering and so less? After realizing individual characteristic, we can know universal characteristic. Okay? This characteristic is individual characteristic of pusa. So pusana lakano, meaning pusa has its characteristic as touching. Okay? Kasa has characteristic, pasa has its characteristic as touching. Translation. Pasa has its characteristic as touching. Touching is the characteristic of pasa. Touching what? Touching object. Mentally, touch object. Okay? Touching of it is object. Pusana lakano. Then, sankatana rasa. Rasa means function. It is function as impingement. Impingement. It is function is as impingement. I am P-I-N-G-E-M-E-N-T, impingement, impact, like impact, impingement. I am P-I-N-G-E-M-E-N-T, impingement, to impinge an object. Through pasa, chitta impaged, pasa makes consciousness impaged, an object. Sankatana rasa. Rasa is function. The next one, sannipata pachupatthana. Pachupatthana means manifestation. What is appearance in meditator's mind? In contemplation, pasa arises within him. Yogi find out pasa as a concurrence of the three conditions for according to the Pali, depending on eye, ear, depending on I and visible object, I consciousness rises. Okay? Depending on I and visible object, I consciousness rises. Now three. You get the three? I, visible object, I consciousness. You do the unity of these three, pasa rises. The unity of these three pasa arises. Sannipata pachupata. Sannipata means the meaning of these three. That is the meaning. Associations, English association arises, tattva, vedanas, all arising together. Okay? Arising together. But after unity, after meeting, before meeting all these three, tattva cannot arise. Having the unity of having the meeting of these three, the meeting of these three, tattva arise. That is also, according to this teaching, we may think, after ayam consciousness arises, tattva arises. Not like that. That is, degree is more. That is the meaning. Okay? You should think the Dhamma arises not only time, not once. So repeatedly arises in one object. Therefore, sometimes Pasa lead, Vedana, the others followed, Vedana lead, the others followed, working together towards one object. But the explanation is sometimes one after the other. Because of the Buddha explained only strong conditions. Which is stronger, the Buddha has explained. What is major condition? The Buddha has explained in this way. But we should understand, as soon as ayam consciousness arises, pasa also rises. But without ayam consciousness arises, pasa has no chance to rise. You understand? You get the meaning? Without arising of ayam consciousness, pasa has no chance to rise. You get the meaning? Without ayam consciousness, pasa is, in this case, I mean, okay? In other cases, also the same. I repeat, depending on I and this object, I consciousness rises. Due to the meeting of these three, three means I, this object, I consciousness. Pasa arises. Not one after the other. As soon as ayam consciousness arises, pasa also rises. But if ayam consciousness does not arise, pasa has no chance to rise. Therefore, the Buddha has explained this way. But they arise simultaneously. We should understand like that. Therefore, Sannipada Pachupatthano. Tattva is can be known due to the three of. What is the three? Organ, sense organ, object, consciousness. Without these three, tattva never arises. Yogi contemplated tattva. He realized like that. Oh, pasa arises due to the meeting of these three. He understands like that. Without seeing the pasa eating sour, no saliva arises within you. Isn't that? Seeing a pasa eat sour fruit. Saliva arises within. This is arising of pasa. Because of pasa, saliva appeared in your mouth. So this is pasa is only to realize. In Patejasopara pasa pacha vedana, therefore we should realize the natures of pasa. This pasa associated with all chaitas. But this pasa no need to cultivate. No need to cultivate through meditation. Only just to realize pasa. Some mental factors are necessary to cultivate. Okay? Pasa is not necessary to cultivate. Only to realize it is nature. that is a pasa. Vedana. Oh, yes. Imagine, Namapu, what is it that?